我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》第三面，《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波利苏哈。好，接着我们要念诵功德本颂。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗喜殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续不精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚地勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so we do short breathing meditation. Okay, then keep your back straight. Then focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes.
同样的，我们要做一个简短的呼吸观共修。最重要就是你的背要挺直啊。然后呢，把你的心呢专注于原念于你的呼吸上几分钟。
So then, next then, in prayer of one space, Bishulai, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, made of light, lively, try to visualize clear as possible.
接着呢，我们要观想本师释迦牟尼佛出现在前方的虚空中，相好光明身，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next, now then, Bishulai from the Guru Shakyamuni, the light rays, or nectar, come out, then enter yourself, then purify it all our disturbing thoughts, physical pain, mental difficulties, then all the other defilement. You know, visualize that, totally purified. Then your body become pure, like your body become like a light rainbow body, like that.
接着呢，我们要观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光明，并降下甘露。那这甘露呢，大光明进入我们的身体，净化清除了我们所有的一切烦恼，我们所在心理上、生理上所面对的一切障碍，就完完全全净化了。那我们的身体呢，变得很清净、光明。
Okay, then we recite Shakyamuni, Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. Okay, then same time do the visualization. Yeah.
现在呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七次，同时呢，做刚才所讲的观想。心里呢，升起这个乐的觉受。
And now, a little bit meditate on the emptiness is possible. You know, then look at the bliss that you're experiencing. Do not exist inherently.
在这个乐的觉受升起的时候呢，我们去进一步修这个空观正见。这个乐的感受呢，是不是有自信存在的
？And also yourself who experience the bliss also do not exist inherently.
而感受到这个乐的觉受的你呢，也是没有自信的。
Okay, 다 그래 나 다.
嗯 ，OK， 现在可以出关了。
啊。Just ask any question. It's just one. If you have,
他现在没有问题。
Open,
I think they have questions.
Okay, just ask. I don't know.
Wait, Andy, you have a problem, right? Wait a minute.
Rinpoche, last week that you told us that when you have need, we want to achieve single point meditation, need less thought, right? And then when we doing position and doing a lot chanting, then the mind will be having more thoughts. So how to do without thoughts when you doing meditation?
在上个星期呢，我们讲到，我们如果要修这个止观呢，要入定的话，我们的心念呢要减少，心念要少。这样呢，可是呢，我们在做大礼拜啊，或在念经的时候呢，其实有时候我们的杂念啊、散乱的念头还是很多的。这样，怎么可以把这个心静下来呢？尤其当我们讲到要做那个静坐，去静坐这个坐禅的时候，是否是要减我们的心念呢？怎么样把它控制住？是否是要没有念头？什么没有念头就最对的还是错的
？What?
Her question actually is okay.Another part of the question is when you do the meditation, is it that you do when you have no thoughts? And no thoughts is the best. No thinking is the best. Just sit down there. Energy.
That your question? No thinking.
She has many questions. This is the last question.这个大定的时候，是不是你全部念头都没有了，就空了，是空空的，什么都没有，过松了。
No thought, No thought, no thought.
Die already. 妹妹，我死的时候也是有念头的。
That like a deep sleep, yeah.So you mean like a deep sleep then? No, your meditation become like that, no thought, then become like a deep sleep.
如果你在静坐的时候你是没有念头的话，就好像你睡得很沉，睡得很熟。
Okay, become deep sleep, same as deep sleep, then nothing much different.Better to sleep, deep sleep.
So, your 静坐就好像在睡觉一样，就没有分别了。
So, when I was saying that, you know, single-pointed meditation, I mean, so you mean like that, no thought at all, not saying that. Of course, your mind should be very alert in the present moment.Which focus on the object, you know. You must see the object very clearly without any other thought. But still you have the mind to see the object very clearly. Your mind is very alert, you know. You know, just when I say less, no thought means no other, you know, except that. Your mind is only one, you know. Living and staying in present moment object.Whatever you choose object, your mind just there, seeing clearly, no other thought come there, you know. So like that, it doesn't mean that like deep sleep, you know, you don't think anything like that. Your mind should be there, you know, very alert, you know, and very clarity of the object also need, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲到静坐的时候，就是当我们进入这个一心专注的境界里面呢，这样我们的心呢是很，我们讲寂静啊。这个可是呢，这个寂静是要并不说什么都没有，只是说我们专注于当下的这一刻，这一刻我们专注于我们的所缘境，就是你观想的那个所缘境，这样你的心呢，那个时候是非常的非常的活跃的。可是活跃呢，它只专注于它的所缘境。这心呢，只专注它的所缘境，那其他的念头呢都不会升起，其他的杂念啊，其他的那个恶的寻思啊，全部都寂静了。就寂静，就是它不会升起，或者是它不会干扰到你专注于你所要专注的那个所缘境啊。所以这个就是说你的心念呢，要少，那个心念只有一个也。就是那样的意思，就是你的心呢能够专注于你的所缘的境界，而且是非常清晰的，你的所缘境是非常清晰的，而不是像熟睡一样。
OK, so the good concentration here, so you must have the single pointed, so that means one, you know, you are not distracted, you know, very mindful or very single pointed on the object.One object you have chosen, you know, very stable there. Not only that, you must have clarity, you know. You're in very alert mind also. Same time, your mind very alert, not like, you know, maybe relax. Too relaxed also then, not good. You know, you must have very alert mind, you know, very clear, very stable on the object, you know, so that's called good concentration, yeah.
所以呢，当我们讲到我们进入了这个一个好的境界的定的境界里面，我们的心呢是一心专注的，这个心呢是不会散乱的，就不会跑来跑去的，也不会有其他杂念的，它是非常是有正念的，而且专注于一个所缘境，你所选择自己所选择的所缘境，而你所选择的那个所缘境呢是非常清晰的，那你的心就完完全全百分之百专注于你这个所缘的境界。这时候的心呢，不是说很松懈的，那很松懈呢，就好像睡着的，就昏昏沉沉的，它不是这样的。那个心呢，不是昏沉的，它是很清醒的，它是很清醒的，是能够完完全全一心专注在这所缘的境界。所以这样的境界呢，进入这样的境界呢，就是一个，你就得到一个好的定的。
Okay, so that's important because.You know, your mind should be very alert, must have clarity in the mind, you know, to develop concentration. You know that? Because why you need that? Because through the concentration, then the wisdom will come out. You know, when concentration, your mind is not alert, not clear, then difficult to develop the wisdom.
所以呢，这个得到这样的定，进入这样的定呢的境界，当你去修静坐的时候，要得到这个定呢是非常重要的。当你讲到你能够修到定的境界的时候，你的心呢是非常清醒的，它不是昏昏沉沉的，而且它对于专注的所缘境是非常清晰的。就当你达到这样的境界的时候呢，你的杂念不生了，恶寻思全部都寂静了，这样你才能够得到定，才能够入定。这样你入定了，你在定中去起观的话，你才能产生智慧。要不然呢，如果你没有这种清醒的心呢，没有这种清晰度呢，你是不能够得到智慧的。
Okay, so therefore I mean also some of the view there, you know, when the some of the view there, you know, when say meditation, that means no thought at all, you know, just blank out your mind, you knowLike a deep sleep like that. Then that good meditation. you know, there's some kind of view there, but according to Lama Tsongkhapa, so that's not correct. Meditation, you know, so blank out your mind, no thought at all, you know. So that's not the correct, Lama Tsongkhapa said.
所以呢，有些人就认为呢，就有这样的观点。但我们去静坐，要修这禅的时候，去进入这禅定，像我们这个定心呢，进入这定心的时候啊，我们的心呢是一个念头都没有的，好像沉睡啊一样。这样这样的禅修呢，就是很好的。有些人有这样观点，可是呢，在我们的传承呢，宗喀巴大师讲，这是不对的，这是错误的。因为呢，如果你进入这禅定的境界，你什么念头都没有的话，就跟睡觉啊、沉睡没有什么分别。哦。So
like that. So also there, I mean, when you meditate, you know, for example, just visualizing Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, your object is that you see, you know, some clarity on the object. Same time, you don't have other thoughts. Your mind is quite stable on the object. But after 10, 15 minutes, the stability is there, your mind, and there are no other thoughts. But energy of your mind, the mind which meditating on the object, energy of the mind becomes a little bit loosened, you know, a little bit relaxed, you know, not so, what called, not so much, 100% energy not there, you know, you become relaxed like, become like 70-80% relaxed, not like before 100%. So at that time, we have to. Some clarity is there, stability is there, but energy of the mind becomes a little bit down, you know. So, also that is not good meditation, you know.
宗大师有讲，当我们在觉悟这个禅定的时候呢，我们所观想的所缘境，比如说我们观想本是释迦牟尼佛了，在前面，像释迦牟尼佛就是我们的所缘，我们心的所缘。像我们观想这所缘境的时候呢，我们观想其实是有一定的清晰度，很清楚的呈现在我们的心念心头里面。那么心呢，除了这个定境所缘境呢，也没有其他的杂念呢。 像我们觉得，哎，很平稳的哦，这样子去修哦，有一定的稳定度。像大概过了10分钟、15分钟，可是我们的那个清晰的那个力度啊，我们的心的力度慢慢慢慢，我们就放轻松了，就松懈下来。这并不是我们100%的能量啊、力量啊都在那边。所以那时候虽然还有一些清晰度，可是那个已经心有点松弛了。
这样的禅修的境界呢，也是不好的，也是不对的。哦，可以呢，那呢，啊，公子，有，so Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that, you know, sometimes we feel that, oh, you know, sometimes you meditate, you know, that you see some clarity, stability there. But you don't notice your mind become relaxed, you know, like people 100% alert your mind is on the object, but after a while this alertness, you know, the energy of the mind become reduced, 10%, 20% reduced compared to people without notice. Then you think it's still good meditation, oh, I have clarity, not quite stable, no thought. Then you continue to meditate that like that, then also Lama Tsongkhapa is not really correct, because you continue to do this kind of thing, then your mind become not sharper, you know, become more dull like that.
所以宗喀巴大师曾经说过，当我们所的所缘境有一定的清晰度的时候呢。 这样呢，也过了一段时间，你觉得相当稳定了。可是你没有察觉，你的心呢，慢慢的松弛下来了。所以你的心的那个力度啊，下降了大概10%啊、20%。可是你没有察觉到，所以我想啊，我现在呢，修得很好啊，在定了，修得定，修得很好，因为还有那个清晰度，哎，也没有什么其他的杂念。 所以你讲哦，我就继续这样定下去，定下去。其实呢，宗喀巴大师讲了，其实你的心呢已经慢慢变得钝了，然后你的那个察觉力已经不在了，那边已经慢慢变钝了，你的心呢已经不够敏锐了。
So the point is that your mind should be very alert. The point is that you know very alert on the object, you know, but no other thought except the object. You know, but mind energy of the mind should be there, 100%. You know, so then.That kind of meditation, then you stay longer, so it's much better. So that means your mind becomes more sharper, you know.
所以呢，我们的一个好的禅定的境界呢，那个心呢是非常清醒，是非常敏锐的，它是有它的力度的。虽然它没有其他的杂念哦，其他杂念。都不会升起，只有那个心的所缘升起而已。这可是他的那个心的那个力量的力度呢，是100%的，哦，它不是很松弛，它不是松弛的。所以，如果你能够达到这样的境界呢，你就继续专注于住在这样的境界里，而且呢，越长越好，因为呢，你的心呢会更加的敏锐。
Okay.
可以吗？
啊、oh. ，have， 那 have，
大家明白吗？我没有这样的境界，所以不明白。这样的境界是要去实修的。出禅一定入定了，没有入定怎么进入出禅的？出禅一定有定的了。啊，出禅、二禅、三禅、四禅都是定的了，啊，都是定的境界。啊，清安了。Okay, Andy is asking, when you attain the first concentration, because there are four concentration, first concentration, that means you are already.In a very good stable concentration, then you're supposed to have pliancy. 你的清安是身体的清安还是心的清安？飘飘然，哦，飘飘然。You see, you when achieve pliancy, then you feel very light-hearted.
What?
The auntie say when you achieve pliancy, you feel very light-hearted, something like that. Because she says she said only half an hour only.
Correct.
对。
对。
飘，不过你没有飘上去了，你还坐在那边了啊！你没有飘在空中了。不想出来。She says when she entered this.This state, she doesn't want to come out. 不好了。
OK.
She said somebody told her that when they go into this, enter this kind of state, they didn't want to come out. Then she said, if you stay on like this, you will 哎呀入魔，怎么讲入魔？死了 short circuit 了，走火入魔怎样翻啊？Then it's something like you哎呀，哦，I don't know how to translate this. It's something like you enter it, then you didn't want to come out. Then she said you will actually be you will go astray. It's something about attracted by demonic forces, if I translate it literally. 这样是入魔。 Okay. That's why she says she only meditated for half an hour, then she will come up. Because she's scared. Yeah.
Why is she scared?
She said that's why she only meditated for half an hour. When she tried meditation, sit down, then visualize and notice. 你有没有观想啊? Sorry, 邪 Oh, she's scared of, because she only meditated for half an hour. She's scared if she stay for too long, then she'll be influenced by outside some undesirable forces that may come in and enter her body. So she said that if she heard from somebody that if you stay too long and sit meditated, then maybe something will enter the body and all this, then you will maybe give harm. Maybe some. Unless the place that you meditate is very pure and clean, like A, B, C, she said. Yeah. So that there will be no other demonic forces to interfere the meditation. Okay, 你给Rinpoche时间去想和回答你的问题。
Okay, I don't know, huh? I mean, very simple, you know, the simple method, you know, to meditate, you know, is the breathing meditation, you know, to focus your mind on the breath, you know, so, very simple, you know, just breathe in and out, you know, then, so just being alert, you know, you are beware of that. You are breathing out, beware of that. Breathing in, beware of that. You know, a mind pull. Beware of that. You know, simply that, you know. So, no other thought. The idea is no other thought. Just beware of that, you know. So that's the very, very basic starting of the breathing. Starting of the meditation, you know.
So 所以呢，当我们讲静坐呢，其实我们从很简单的方法开始学了。比如刚开始的时候，我们坐下来，然后我们就观我们的呼吸，将你的心呢圆念或者专注于你的呼吸上面了。所以当你呼出去的时候呢，气呼出去，你懂哦，我呼出去；但你吸进去的时候，懂哦，我吸进去。就将你的心呢专注于哦，先呼出去了，先吸进来了，出入呼吸呼吸，哦，你可以这样想。所以呢，这是非常简单的方法，这样你的心呢就不会起其他的杂念，就呼出去进来，呼出去吸进来，啊，这是最基本的静坐的方法。
So like that, just your mind is just there in the, at the present moment, you know, nothing else, you know, you don't think of the past, you don't think of the future, you know, your mind is just in that object, you know.Object is the breath, you know, just wearing of that going in and out, you know, so without any other thought, you know, only that, you know, so that's the very basic.
所以刚才讲的是最基本的了，最基本的静坐的方法，这个方法是把你的心呢圆念于当下这一刻，让你心活在当下的这一刻，而不要去想过去啊，不要想未来。就所谓的，你看那佛书就讲万缘放下啊，万缘全部放下来。所以把那心呢活在啊，专注于这个所缘境。你的所缘境呢，就是你的呼吸，那呼吸把它当作是你的所缘境，然后呢，不让其他的杂念升起来。
So like that. So when you are well trained on that, you know, you can like half an hour like that, your mind without any other distraction, you know, just on that kind of awareness, you know, on the breath. You know, if you are well trained, then of course anytime you have difficult stress, problem, worry, then just go back to meditation, you know.So it will really help, you know, immediately help is there. I mean, of course, again, you have to, before you have to train well, otherwise it doesn't happen. You know, when you stress, you just go to breathing meditation, it doesn't work. You know, before you must have trained.
所以呢，当你这样去精进啊，去修的话，这样有了一定的功夫的话，你就可以哦，半个钟头坐在那边能呼吸呼吸，哦，那你的心呢就不会受其他杂念干扰哦，所以你就能够哦，我先呼出去，哦，我先吸进来了，你有活在当下呼吸的这个心念哦，呼进呼进，啊，当然呢，你这样是要练习的了哈。哦啊，就要去练习啊！但你练习，你有一定的功夫的时候啊，你的杂念呢，不是讲没有念头了，你不会受你的杂念干扰啊！哦，当你的杂念升起的时候，你的心就轻轻提一提，哦，就又回来呼吸了，很容易的，很容易的，所以对你就很有帮助。当然，如果你没有去实修的话哦，当然你不会有这样的功夫了，也不会有这样的境界。
So like that, so. So like that, even I mean, when you do the breathing meditation, then even so stressed, but because of part of the stress or disturbed mind, you know, even you do breathing meditation, you know, then some, because of the disturbing thoughts, very powerful, it may arise. But again, you know, when that, if that arises, then don't follow to that thought, you know, just aware of thought, or this disturbing thought come, just recognize, then don't follow the thought, then just continue breathing, you know, focus on your breath, just notice, then don't follow that, don't entertain your thought, bring your mind back to the breath, you know.
所以呢，当你做这个呼吸观的时候，开始做的时候啊， 你是不能专注在你的呼吸的，你会杂念纷飞，你很多杂念的，你的妄心啊，就一直会升起，那个妄心是很强烈的，开始作祟，所以它会一直干扰你。所以你呼吸的时候，进来出去，哎，那个杂念就出现了，那个妄心啊，妄的境界啊，咚，突然间出现了。所以呢，它是很强很强的。这样那时候你该怎么办呢？那时候呢，你不要跟着那杂念升起，妄念升起的时候，你不要跟着他走了，你不要跟着你的妄念走，你跟他走，你完了，不要，你的功夫就白费了。你可能就是说，在妄念升起的时候呢，你把心拉回来，请提起来拉回来，所以你要这个正念啊，正念正知把它拉回来啊。你看到那个妄念也讲 ，Hello， 拜拜，把门关上去了。我自己讲的啦，然后你就回来做你的呼吸啊，呼吸出吸啊，然后慢慢慢慢的把你的心调回来啊，调回你的呼吸，然后重新再做过咯，啊，所以它一直会反反复复的了。
So like that, you know. So if you, I mean, of course, our thought is extremely powerful, you know, especially disturbing thought.Extremely powerful, you know, so because of habituate, because of that, just arise in the mind. You know, this is the nature of the thought, power of the thought, so you can't do much. But what can we do is not to entertain, you know, not to follow the thought. Recognize, oh, that's the thought, that's it, you know. Then, back to breathing meditation.
这是因为呢，我们的刚开始修的时候啊，我们是没有什么定力啊，不用讲定力啊，什么力量都没有的。所以呢，妄念妄心，我们杂念呢是非常强而有力，很强的。这是因为我们过去所种下的习气的关系啊，过往的习气。所以当你要呼吸要静下来的时候，突然这些烦恼这些妄念就升起来了。所以就在妄念升起来，你不可以讲它，那你不要升起来，不可能的。它升起来，你就让它升起来。最重要的是，你不要跟着你的妄念走，你要跟着你的杂念走。你这时就要起正念了，把你的念头呢拉回来，拉回来，然后再重新呢再做过，再重新数着呼吸喽。刚才数着一半断掉了，对吧？现在再重新再拉回来，重新再做过。所以一定要这样重复、重复一直做的。
So the point is like that. So if you follow the thought, within the meditation, thought come, you just follow the thought. If you welcome the thought, following the thought, then of course, the thought, one after another, you know, there's so many different thoughts will arises, you know, if you follow the thought, you know, then that how disturbyour mind, you know. First moment, not so much disturbing, you know, when you follow the thought, then more thought will come. You know, then that's the disturbing, you know.
所以呢，当你的妄念啊、杂念啊、恶的寻思啊、各种各样的念头啊升起来的时候，你不要跟着这个妄心去走，你不要跟着它走。因为呢，你跟着他走啊，你跟着一个走，就会更多更多跟上来啊，就啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪，全部一个接一个哈，全部都出现了。那时候你的心呢就不能静下来了，你就不能静下来了。所以你一个出现，你不要跟着走；第二个出现，也不要跟着走，因为你跟一个走，就有很多很多个，所以你要把你的心呢拉回你的呼吸。
So like that. So, that breathing meditation is a very, very first step.
So,
do some concentration. You know, so if you do well, it's very helpful. You know.
所以呢，这个你要想得到禅定啊，这个呼吸啊，呼吸观呢是第一步。
So like that. Then. Then of course, I mean, when I have good this quite stable, you know, quite stable breathing meditation, you know, with single pointedly. Then of course you can do more meditation, other meditation you can add on top of that, you know.
所以呢，当你的呼吸观呢这样学，这样去修，你在修的时候就叫学了哦。当你在学，这样慢慢的稳定下来了，你的呼吸观哦，你每次杂念出现，你可以拉回来，就越来越容易拉回来。然后你能够一心专注的时候，那时候呢，你就可以进一步啊，你的禅定的修习啊，这个修习啊，还在练习当中，就可以进入下一个阶段了。
So like that, then of course, you know, so just breathe in, you know, aware of that, then breathe out, be aware of that. You know, then from there, you know, you can recognize yourself, when you look deeply, recognize how lucky you are still alive, you know, so can we bring some joy there.When you're able to see this way, you know, breathe in, out, you know, just within one breath, you know, then you realize, you know, I am alive, you know, how lucky I am, you know. So, I mean, there's deeper meditation you can do like that, you know, bring some joy and happy, you know.
所以当你的呼吸观呢有了一定的程度啊，练到一定的程度的时候，像你吸入呼出你都了了分明了，那经典是讲了了分明，就用我们的白话讲就是清清楚楚、哦、你都知道的清清楚、哦、吸入呼出，这样你就可以深入、哦、进入更深入的修法，那时候你就可以诶哇、wow, 我真的幸运了，太幸运了，然后我还活着，我还能够呼吸着，所以你感受到哎，你是多么的幸运，所以你要升起一种快乐的觉受。
So like that, you know, so you know, you look deeply, life is all about that. When you breathe in, breathe out. If you cannot breathe in, that's it, you are finished, you know. When you cannot breathe in, that means you are finished.So it's lucky, you still can breathe in and out, and able to recognize that.
所以为什么讲哦？你在这个数呼吸观的时候，这样呼吸的时候，你会觉得啊，我自己是多么幸运啊！因为你发现了你在吸入和呼出，你还能够吸入，能够呼出去，哎，你还活着。因为呢，我们的生命呢，就在我们的呼吸之间。当我们能够呼吸的时候，我们在活着，我们可以做很多东西。没有了这个呼吸呢，我们什么都完了。所以觉得哇，我是多么的幸运，我还活着。
So, I thought it's good to relate with the eight leisure. For example, we have eight leisure and ten freedom, you know, endowment or that, you know.
Or eight freedom and ten.
Eight leisure and ten endowments like that. So, for example, you relate with the eight leisure, you know, what call freedom from being born from the hell, you know, all of that. So, same thing, breathe in, out, you know, mindfully breathe in and out, then immediately recognize, you know, you are not, you are freedom from.Not being, you know, being born in the hell realm, you know. So I guess you are not in hell realm, you know. You need to recognize you are human being, you know.
所以呢，当我们在数这个呼吸的时候，在这练这个呼吸调的呼吸，我们的心呢也可以进入这个思维修。不过你的呼吸要稳定下来了哈，如果还有杂念就不可以。但呼吸稳定下来，了了分明，你在呼出吸入，你了了分明知道你在呼吸，这样想啊，我多么幸运，我还呼吸着，因为我还有这个生命。所以你想想，哎，就可以想想啊、哦，这个八有暇和十圆满，你都具足了。哦，你现在呢， 你在呼吸的时候想，诶，我在呼吸，因为我还是在人道，我是这个人，我还没有坠入的地狱道啊，就会起这个想法，叫啊，和他们比起来，我们太幸运了。
So like that. So here the idea is, of course, when you breathe in, out, when you breathe out, the breath cannot come in. Of course, what kind of karma you have? When you breathe out, the breath cannot come out. That already, then hell realm already exists. You know, so not so far. Hell realm is not so far. You know, just within one breath. You know.So I just that to understand that.
所以呢，当你在吸入然后呼出的时候，就哎，我还可以呼出去和吸入。可是当你呼出去都吸不进来的时候，哇哦，那时候你就想啊，我离这个地狱道啊，地狱就不远了。为什么呢？因为呢，我如果不能接的话，我就可以。就可能坠入地狱道，所以这地狱道呢，离我只在一个呼吸之间。
So like that, so breathe in, you know, mindfully breathe in and out. Then you immediately, then, you know, you are free from, you know, lower realm, what called hell realm, you know. So you have so much freedom, you know, compared to the hell beings, you have so much freedom.To practice, you know, immediately recognize that.
所以呢，在我们呼吸的时候，做呼吸观，我们要起着正念。哎，我现在还能够呼出去，吸进来。哎，所以我现在还远离这个地狱道。哎，这是多么多么幸运！所以呢，我现在还有暇，到这个是暇满的人生，能够去修这个法。
Okay, so it's very good, you know, you meditate like that, you know, how much freedom you have compared to the hell beings, you know, to practice Dharma, you know, breathe mindfully and recognize that. Then, of course, as hell beings, of course, there's impossible to practice Dharma, you know, even wanting to practice Dharma, the thought is impossible, you know, too much. Suffering there, impossible to virtuous thought to arise, you know. Compared to them, you are free from that, you know. It's extremely lucky and fortunate and feel some kind of how lucky oneself in this moment, you know, recognize that and feel happy, you know.
So, when we are in this breathing meditation, we think, hey,我现在还活着，所以你会觉得，哎，我现在还有这个暇满的人生，我叫暇满的人生，就是我避免了八无暇，我得到了十圆满。这和地狱的道的众生比起来，哦，我有这个暇满的人生，还可以继续去修法。所以我们有没有要有这样的认知？像和因为地狱道的众生现在啊，在这一刻啊，陷入地狱道的众生，他们要去修行啊，都很难的，好像根本都不可能的，就想着要去修什么法。因为呢，他们每一时每一刻感受到的只有痛苦，而且是很大很大的痛苦，所以呢，根本没有办法能够有任何善念能够升起。而在同样的这一刻，我却能够这样呼吸啊，就吸进去，呼出去，还有这个人生啊，我真的是太太幸运了，和他们比起来太幸运了。这样有了这样的认知呢，你又升起啊这个欢喜心，哎，我太幸运了，所以你应该觉得感到高兴。
So I mean, this is how you make your breathing joyful. My point is that, you know.You know, don't make your breathing suffering, you know. Make your breathing joyful, you know. With mindfulness, you think like that. And of course, you bring so much joy.
所以呢，你在呼吸的时候，做这个呼吸观的时候呢，因为呢，你有这样的正念呢，哇，你知道你还在这个人道，你还在呼吸，还在忍，所以你每一刻，你的每一个呼出去的气啊，吸入去呢，都能够使你感到开心啊。你觉得，哎，我在人道，哇，应该是很开心的，很高兴的。所以你的 你的一呼一吸呢都是喜悦的，所以你就可以把这个喜悦的心呢带入你的呼吸观里面。那所有你的呼吸都很痛苦的。
So like that, same thing, you know, so then again, mindfully breathe in, breathe out. Then you aware, you know, you are freedom from not being born at the hungry ghost, you know. So how wonderful and how lucky I am, you know.
所以呢，当同样的，哦，当你以这个正念呢来做这个呼吸观呼出和吸入的时候，你是了了分明，哎，知道自己，哎，我还没有堕入这个恶鬼道，我和恶鬼道的众生比起来，我这一刻是多么多么的幸运。
So like that. So again, if you become like hungry ghost. In that kind of state, you know, then of course, again, there's so much suffering there. You know, impossible to practice Dharma. Impossible that opportunity to hear Dharma also. Forget about the practice. You know. So, compared to that, you are free from that. You know, then how lucky oneself in this moment, you know, right now.
所以呢，当我们在做这个呼吸观的时候，你想想，哎，这个我还是人道，我没有堕落哈，坠入这个恶鬼道。因为如果是恶鬼道的众生的话，这一刻他们感受到的是很饥饿的大痛苦，所以他们感受的只有这个痛苦，所以他们没有办法去修或修任何佛法，他们也没有机会去听闻佛法。根本都听不到，所以他们怎么修都不懂怎么修了。可是在这一刻呢，我在呼吸的这一刻呢，我却避免了堕入这个恶鬼道，所以我避免了这个无暇，我就有这个空，有这个时间，有这个机会啊，所以我是多么多么的幸运。哎，所以你升起这喜悦的心。
So like that same thing, then I can breathe in, out mindfully, then again, you know, then recognize yourself, you know, freedom from being born as an animal, you know. So how wonderful that you as an animal, then you think about how can you practice Dharma. You know, that's impossible, you know. Even somebody explain one sentence of the Dharma,You know, even you explain for 100 years, not able to understand that as an animal, you know. So compared to that, yourself is extremely lucky, you know.
所以同样的道理，当我们以正念呢去呼出和吸入的时候呢，我们就了了分明。哎呀，这一刻我没有坠入这个旁生道或者畜生道。所以呢就顿悟了，我们也注意这个畜生道的时候，如果这一刻我注意畜生道会发生什么事呢，我应该怎么去修呢，我根本没有办法去修了。就算呢有人跟我讲一句佛法，只是一句佛法，跟我解释那句佛法，解释了100年，若活到100年了，顿悟活到100年，我也不能明白吧，也不能明白这佛法的意思。可是现在呢，我在呼吸的时候，我还得到这个人，我是在人道。哎呀，和畜生道比起来，我是多么多么的幸运。
So like that. So then, same thing. Then I can breathe in, out mindfully. Then, you know, how lucky yourself. Freedom from being not.Freedom from being as a long life God.
所以呢，同样的，我们当我们以正念来呼出和吸入的时候，我想啊，现在这一刻我是多么多么的幸运呢？因为呢，我没有投生到长寿天去。
So same thing, when you say long life God here, so it's, I think, formless, and formless God, you know, I mean, they live very, very long compared compared to our life, you know, it's almost million of years they stay there, you know. So this particular, I mean, talk about here, long life gods, you know, when they take rebirth, you know, there, just all, what's called, just the birth, you know, what's called, oh, I'm here, you know, I take rebirth here, just only that kind of mind, nothing else arises in their mind, that's it. You know, just that, I'm, is that then, they're all like a deep concentration, you know, nothing else. You know, for long, like million of years like that, nothing else. Then only after the karma is finished, they die. Oh, now I'm dying, you know. Only that thought arises. Only these two is mentioned there. Nothing else, you know. So, even you become like that, I mean, there's nothing, you know, because you look deeply, for million of years you stay there, but you don't have opportunity to create virtuous karma, you know. And just after that, again, you go to the lower realm. So this is not a big point.
所以他当你在一正念的呼吸的时候，呼出吸，有人讲啊，我还有这个人生多么好，我还没有投生到色界的长寿天去，啊，多么好！他说，这么说长寿天不好呢？你在呼吸的时候就想，哎，长寿天的天人呢、啊，寿命呢特别长，是人间的百万年呢、啊。所以他投生到那边，他投生到长寿天去，他只是想，哎，他只有个念头而已，他投生到那边啊，我投生在这里了，哦，我在这里。然后他的整个心思就在那边呢，因为他进入了很深很深的禅定里面，在个很深很深的禅定里面，他什么念头都没有，他心就清清静静的，他觉得很好了，什么念头都没有，对，哦，我在这边了。那等他的福报，他业他的福报完了之后，对，哦，我死了，就这样而已。所以他也没有什么造什么善业。
或者在那边定住而已，所以他也没有什么造什么善业，所以他的那个福报呢，全部完了之后呢，他色界的福报完了之后，他就直接掉下去了，掉到三恶道里面了，然后地狱恶鬼畜生道了。Okay,
so I heard some people have expression, you know, they're so much unhappy, then, oh, I wish I've not thought, you know. People say like that, you know, there's so much depression, difficult, and the person, oh, I wish I have not thought, I become like a rock, you know.
I wish I'm not thought.
I wish I have not thought.
Oh, oh.
I become like a rock, you know.
Like a rock, oh, okay.
People say like that, I don't know.
Okay. 所以呢, 有些人可能他, 感到很不开心啊, 他有一些, 怎么讲啊？ 突然间 short circuit 了，第二次了，哦，他感到极度的不开心了，所以他可能就觉得，哎呀，如果没有什么念头，那该多好，哦，就好像石头这样了，没有生命的石头这样啊，什么念头没有，那多好，是不是真的很好？啊？
就好像长寿天，like
a rock is actually like a long life god.
I don't know that people, I heard people saying like that, so.
所以听我们就听到有人这样讲了。
I don't know what they mean, you know. So,
所以他也不知道他们究竟是意思是什么。So
like that, so, you know, so what I'm saying here is, you know, breathe mindfully like that, you know, then immediately, recognize that you are free from that, you know. How lucky if you are there, of course, you can practice Dharma, you know. So, again, this is not so far, you know. I just mentioned just one breath, you know, you can be there, you know.
One breath, you can be there or you can be dead. 所以呢，当我们在数这个呼吸观的时候呢，我们要升起这个正念。我在正念呢，我现在呼出去，我才能吸进来啊！哦，多么幸运！因为呢，我避免了这些无暇，然后我有这个圆满，所以呢，我现在用这个呼出去。 呼出去吸出去修这个呼吸观，这样我们有这个真的知道呢，当我们呼吸啊停止之后啊，我们就可能就在别的地方了，就去了别的地方，所以呢我们的生命啊就在我们的因一个呼吸之间。
So like that again then you know can do all this eight like that, so like you know breathe in out you knowwire up that, then after that, then, you know, freedom from being born at the time when the founder Buddha has not appeared, you know.
所以当我们在呼吸的时候，做着呼吸观的时候，呼出去吸入，这样我们了了分明我们是在呼吸，就讲啊，起这个欢喜心，因为呢我们还活着，所以呢我们还有这个十圆满，那其中的圆满呢就是呢我们避免了佛还没有出世的年代，我们活在有佛出世的年代。
So here it is. You know, even you are human beings, you knowEven you are human beings, you take rebirth when Buddha doesn't appear in that period of time. And of course, again, you won't meet the Dharma. You know, not possible to meet Dharma, not possible to meet teacher, not possible to create, you know, I mean, not possible to practice, so like that. So therefore, you are free from that, you know, you take rebirth at the right time, you know.So then again, how wonderful, you know, and feel joy and happy, you know.
所以呢，你要想想在我们的呼吸的这当刻，我们还现在还出生为人，哎，这是多么美好的、多么幸运的一件事。因为呢，现在我们投生的这一刻呢，并不是无佛出生的年代。如果我们投生在无佛出生的年代呢，我们看不到佛，无法止于佛法。哦，这样如果没有佛出世的话，当然也不会有传法的老师，没有传法老师传法给你，你也就不懂得怎样去修行，也根本没有办法修了。所以现在呢，你避免了这一切，哇！你现在投生的年代刚刚好哦，你投生年代多么好，刚刚好，刚好有这些，全部都有佛出生，有转法轮，有转法的老师，你看遇到他们，然后能够修行，所以你升起了，哎呀。为什么刚刚好出生在这样年代，所以你升起这样的，你就随喜啊，然后升起这个欢喜心。
So like that, then I can breathe in, out, you know, mindfully, you know, then recognize, you know, yourself, you know, freedom from being born in a place with no Dharma, you know.
所以当你呼出去吸入的时候呢，了了分明叫啊，多么幸运，哦，我避免了投生到边地，边地就是没有佛法的地方。
So here again of course you as a human beings, oh, Buddha appear in this time, you know, came this world this time, you as a human being, but if you take place at the wrong place, you know, where there's no Dharma,You know, so then, again, you have no connection with the Buddha Dharma, you know, not able to practice. So therefore, then again, recognize yourself, how lucky yourself, you know.
所以呢，在你呼吸的时候，你想，哎，出生为人，哇，多好！因为这个时候呢，又出生的时机又对，因为有佛出世。可是呢，你如果出生为人，你投生的地方是投生到边地的话，那边地是没有佛法的啊，就佛法没有传到的地方，这样你就没有办法听闻佛法，怎么修呢？啊，可是现在呢，你避免了这一切，哇，你认识到，哎，我避免了这一切，哇，我多么幸运，所以升起这个欢喜心。
So like that, what called?So again, same thing like, you know, breathe mindfully, you know. Breathe in and out, then I can recognize, you know, yourself, you know, free from being born with the defective sense.
defective senses.
所以呢，在我们以正念呢，呼出吸入的时候，呼出吸入了了分明，而且要清楚的认识到，哎，啊，我现在为身为人，而且呢，我避免了身为龙吃暗药。
So I mean, this is very good, you know, so in breathe in and out, recognize yourself, you know, your sense of perfect, you know, can hear the ideas in and out, then recognize you can hear, you can see, you know, you can see nice object, you can hear nice voice, you can smell nice smell, you can taste.Nice taste, I don't know what to call. You can touch, nice feeling, you know. So this all, your sense is quite functioning, you know. So quite well functioning, you know. So recognize that, you know. So how wonderful, you know, how lucky I am at this moment. And this time, this moment, you know.
所以呢，当我们呼出吸入的时候，你正念这样呼吸的了了分明，这样我们避免了知道，哎，这当下这刻我们避免了龙吃暗哑，我们的五官皆俱全哦，就是我们的听觉啊、味觉啊、视觉啊、触觉啊等等哦，这些呢全部都操作正常。哦，没有什么缺陷，没有身体上的任何缺陷，所以你要认识到这一点，然后升起这欢喜心。哎呀，当下这一刻，哇，我全部的感官呢都具足，而且都正常，哇，多么的幸运。
So I mean this is something, I mean it's mentioned in the beginning in the Lamrim, you know, Lamrim practice how to bring joy in your mind. So I teach that, you know.Being human being is extremely wonderful, you know. But again, of course, you have to meditate and really you have to recognize, and as I mentioned, like breathing in and out, and really understand that what you have. You know, example, like you can see, you know, be understand, really understand that how lucky you are, you know, just able to open eye and able to see the holy object, able to see the text.Able to read the text, how lucky you are, you know, just give me one example like that, you know. Then you can hear the Dharma, you know. If you can't hear, then of course, again, not really perfect, you know, difficult, but you can hear, you know. It's not everybody can have that, but you have that, you know. Recognize that and feel joy, happy, you know.
所以呢，在这个菩提道次第里面呢，其实都有讲过这样的修行，对吗？我们叫做他讲的时候讲这修行方法，其实呢，修行呢要有这个喜悦啊，要有这个喜悦的心呢、啊。所以怎么样把这个喜悦呢带到你的修行上面？所以你就可以用这个配合呼吸啊，呼吸和这个思维修。啊，当你已经有一定的程度呢，定下来，你就可以进一步做着思维修，互相配合。在你数呼吸的时候呢，这样你就可以想哦，就用我们很容易明白的那例子啊，哦，可以看得到的去做这个思维修啊。比如说呢，我们睁开我们的眼睛，我们就会看到这个神圣的圣物啊，我们就可以读到佛经啊。在我们的耳朵呢，我们可以听到佛法哦，因为我们的耳朵啊、或眼睛啊，我们的五种感官啊，都操作正常哦。不像如果你不能听闻的话，比如说你的听觉如果有缺陷的话，就不能听闻佛法。我们要听佛法要学就很难了，因为并不是每一个人呢都这种五种感官都是正常的。所以你和他比起来，哎，你看你是多么幸运，在你呼吸的这一刻，你还拥有这些，所以你是非常幸运的。所以你要随喜啊。
So like that. So then, again, then.Mindfully breathe in, out, and recognize. Mindful that free yourself, freedom from
holding a wrong view.
所以呢，我们当我们以正念的呼出和吸入的时候呢，我们呼出吸入了了分明，这样想啊，你现在是很幸运的，因为呢，你没有这个邪见。
So like that. So here, so here particularly wrong view. You know that means or not believing the karma. You know karma doesn't exist. You know you do good, virtuous karma.Then experience happiness, you create negative action, you create suffering, you will get suffering. You know, that kind of karma, you know, doesn't exist. Past life, future life doesn't exist, you know. So also like, you know, Buddha doesn't exist. So that means, you know, Buddha's teaching, the Four Noble Truth doesn't exist, you know. So all these are wrong view, you know. If you have this kind ofBelieving in your mind, then of course, impossible to practice Buddha Dharma.
像你在呼吸的时候，呼出吸入的时候，你想啊，我是多么幸运，因为我没有深重的这个邪见。这深重邪见指的是什么呢？就表示呢，如果我们不信有这个业果。啊，就我们觉得业果这样的东西是不存在的，没有所谓呢，善的行为会带来善的果报，没有所谓恶的行为会带来恶的果报。你不相信有这样的东西，你也不相信有过去生有未来生，这是骗人的啦！哈，你觉得这个是没有的东西，你没有相信，你也不相信有所谓的佛，或根本就佛的开示或佛的教导根本都不存在的，就没有所谓的四圣地等等啊，这一切啊，这些呢，我们就都叫做邪见。如果呢，你有这个邪见的话，你就根本就不能去听闻或者修行佛法了。
So like that. So then you really fully recognize, you know, when you do mindfully, you know, breathing meditation combined with this, you know, at leisure, that when you really mindfully meditate like that, then you really recognize what you have. You know, normally we don't think, then we just don't think much, you know, but you think deeply, you know, what you have.So much this quality, good quality you have, you know. Then that will bring a lot of joy in your mind, you know. How lucky you are, Sam, you know, this life, in this moment.
所以呢，我们在我们的以正念这个做这个呼吸观的时候呢，呼出吸入了了分明的时候，我们就可以认识到，哎，在当下的这刻呢，我们是多么的幸运。为什么呢？因为我们拥有了这样的暇满的宝贵的人生啊，我们拥有很多很多很多很多的素质啊，是别人羡慕的，是令人羡慕的。通常呢，我们所拥有的东西呢，我们都不会去想太多，我们就觉得哎呀，很平常了，没有什么的，我们不会去想太多，没有觉得它有什么可贵的地方或者什么宝贵的地方。可是当你这样去呼吸的时候，去分析啊，去做这个思维修的时候，你会发现啊，我们这拥有的这狭满的人生，这一刻在你呼吸呼出和吸入这刻，这一生这一刻你还拥有它啊，它是多么的珍贵。所以你就升起这个欢喜心，就觉得哇，我是多么的幸运。
So like that, you know, so the whole idea is, you know, to understand yourself as a, you know, understand you as a human being, you know, recognizing that, you know, then also takingrebirth in the country where the Dharma still exists. You know, then not only that, you have also like your body is functioning, you know, mind is functioning, you know, so understand that. Then also then you have sort of some kind of faith in Buddha Dharma, you know. So that make perfect condition if you want to practice Dharma, you know.So that should be fully understood, you know. within the breathing meditation like that, that you really recognize, you really understand, that you really cherish your life, you know, how wonderful life you have, you know.
所以呢，这个整个呼吸修法的重点呢，就是说，当我们以我们的正念呢，去做这个呼吸观的时候，然后我们在得到那个定的稳定的境界的时候，做这个思维修的时候，我们就明白，哎，我们现在身为人，哇，这是多么的难得，多么好，而且我们投身在中国。 这个是佛法佛术的翻译，他讲中国，这个中国不是指 China，
这中国是指佛法的中国，就是说，佛法还流行、还盛行的国家。这样呢，除此之外呢，你这个呼吸这样观的话，哎，你的身体啊，还有你的心啊，全部都操作正常，没有什么大缺陷，哦，还有呢，你对佛法还有一定的信心，还有一些信心。 哎，这样的所有的种种因缘，种种条件呢、啊？现在的话语，种种条件都具足了，都完完全全到位了，哇，这个是非常适合佛法的修行的。就你通过这样的呼吸啊，这样的分析，哦，你就完完全全明白，在你的呼出和吸入之间，你就完完全全的明白，完完全全的认识到。 哇！当下你拥有了这颗人生，你就会100%的去珍惜你所拥有的这一切，你就升起这个大欢喜心。
So important, you know. So, you know, do this mindfully like that, you know, one by one like that, you know. Really recognize and cherish, you know. So, having this all condition, you know, like, at leisure, attend endowment. No, having this all quality there from what you have, you know, to recognize that, you know, really you have not easy to get this, you know, but you have it, you know, you really want to practice Dhamma, all there from your side, perfect condition is there. Must fully recognize that, you know, mind fully breathe and recognize that. You know, if you recognize that, then you really cherish. You know, the precious human rebirth so much, you know.
所以呢，这一点是非常重要的。所以呢，我们以正念呢去做我们的呼吸观的时候呢，我们加入这个思维修的话，这样你就会完全明白你现在自己当下的这一刻的状况，你就完完全明白，就会认识到你得到了这个人生，就会去珍惜你所得到这个人生，因为在当下在你呼吸的这一刻，你得到了八有暇十圆满。 就是所谓的暇满的人生身体的身，而且这个暇满的人生呢，是不容易得到的哦，不是每一个人都得到的哦。你看到有很多人在其他的地方，所以可是呢，当下这一刻你却得到了啊，你是多么的幸运！所以如果你正念正知呢去做呼吸的去思维的话，你就觉得当下从你自己本身这一方面，你完完全全。 具足了圆满的条件了，圆满的条件呢，去修习、去修行这个佛法。所以你，如果你提起这正念的话，去做这个呼吸观的话，你就会认识到，然后你就会珍惜你所得、难得的这个暇满的宝贵的人生。
So, you know, I mean, it's like that. You know, really, you meditate a while. You know, like that. So recognizing. Fully recognizing that, then, you know, so much joy there, you know that?
所以呢，如果你的这样的去进修的话，你修得好的话呢，你就真的会认识到哦，刚才所讲的那些点，那你就会起大欢喜心，这快乐的佛教徒。
啊。
Happy Buddhist, not always suffering.
like that. Who see then happy also, you know? Breathe in and out, then happy. Okay, blood. So how to make happy blood?
Yeah. 所以你在做呼吸管理呼出吸入的时候，你就可以变成很高兴、很快乐的一个人。
The idea is that what I'm saying here is, you know, make your breathing happy, happy breathing, so like that. You know.
所以呢，跟天龙之要教的重点呢，就是当你在做呼吸观的时候呢，就让你的修行啊。更快乐。
So what I'm saying here, you know, we fully recognize what we have. You know, idea is that we have so much quality there. You know, but sometimes we don't meditate, we don't understand. You really think like that, you really understand what you have. You know, so then, of course, you have so much potential to do much more than other sentient beings. You know.
所以他这个。这开始呢，主要是让我们呢，明白哈，完全明白我们这个我们所拥有的这个人生呢，它是其实是一个有素质的人生，这个人生其实有很多素质，怎么讲呢？它是有很大的潜能的，它可以做很多很多的东西，怎么讲呢？和其他的众生呢，其他道的众生比起来，这个人生的潜能呢是。是很大很大，是巨大的。
So then, of course, then that how you make the joy yourself, you know, by meditating this, you know, at leisure, ten endowment, you have all this quality, you know, so make yourself happy, you know, fully understanding what you have that, then must cherish this, you know. So again, of course, Again, you look deeply, then it's not easy to find, you know, this kind of quality, what you have at the moment. It's not easy to find. You know, it's just come out without nothing, not like that. You know, it's come from the cause and, you know, from many good karma. Then you achieve this, the present, you know, all having these qualities.It's so much hardship to get this, you know. Not easy to get.
所以呢，今天 Kim 姐开始就是快乐的呼吸，快乐的呼吸观。所以呢，在我们做修这个呼吸观的呼出和吸入的时候，我们就可以去思维哈，我们这个当下呼吸的这个。这个身体让我们能够呼吸的，它是具足八有暇和十圆满的，它是个暇满的人生。所以我们真的要去呼吸的，去思维，然后去分析哦，这完完全全的明白。好，这样的分析啊，这样的思维修是很深入的去分析的。你要想想这个人生呢，我们觉得哎呀，每个人都有，你看到什么都，你不觉得它有什么特别？可是它是不容易得到的。这个人生呢，它是有它的素质的，你当你进入去分析的话，它并不是随随便便突然间蹦跑出来哦，你就得到这个人生了。要得到人生是有它的因缘，过去种下的因缘，它的因缘条件成熟了。比如说过去是我们造下了善业，所以呢，它成熟了，它果报才出现这个人生的。所以呢，而且要得到这个人生呢，在过去啊，在以前过去的。过去世的时候，我们曾经啊经历了很大的的修行苦行啊，经历一些苦行，一些苦，然后才会得到这样的人生。它并不是随随便便哦，突然间冒出来的。
So again, of course, you have to do it mindfully, you know, without other so much thought. You know, do mindfully, you know, breathing in, breathing out.You know, mindfully that, you know, that moment is just breathing out. After that, then you go to that meditation, you know. Then, how difficult to find this, you know. Then again, of course, what you have now, you know, breathe in, out, mindfully, then recognize what you have now is not everlasting. You can have this forever, you know. It will disappear any moment, you know. As I mentioned before, when you breathe in, breathe out, you, After that, you cannot breathe in, then you are already dead, you know. So, death is very simple, you know. It's, you don't need so much, you know. Just the breath cannot come in, that means you are dead, you know. So, I taste that. So, this precious what you have, that, you know, can be disappeared any moment, you know. So, understanding that mindfully, yeah.
所以呢，这个刚才要讲的还是需要这个正念啊，正念还有正知啊。这正念的时候，你呼出气，你懂，呼出去，然后吸入，你懂，吸入。那么杂念升起的时候，你要有这个正知，把它拉回来，啊，再拉回来。那么你呢，吸，你的这个呼吸啊，进入一个稳定的境界的时候，啊，这样你就可以进一步哦，做这个思维修。 那思维修，思维什么？思维从我们自己所拥有的东西先开始啊，我们拥有这个狭满的人生哦。这狭满的人生到底是什么地方？有狭，什么地方圆满了哦？就用刚才的那个方法，然后呢，我们要明白哦，认识到现在我们所拥有的这个狭满的人生啊，这么好的人生，这种因缘条件的具足人生，它并不是永永远远的。 我们都会拥有的，因为呢，它随时啊，随时就可能消失了，随时就可能不见了。怎么说呢？当你在呼出啊、吸入的时候，你呼出去没有吸入的时候，哎，你的人生就完完了。这个倒会降的人生啊，就完蛋了，那你就死了。所以呢，我们所觉得非常宝贵、珍贵的这些东西呢，它是可以在任何时候。 消失不见的。So like that, so here, so again,
mindfully, you know, breathe in, out, always mindful, you know. Then, in case you can breathe, you cannot breathe in, then you are dead. Then you can imagine that you will take rebirth in the lower realm. You are 1 second after you cannot breathe in, you are different realm, you know. For example, you can imagine if I am in the hell realm, if I am hungry ghost realm, if I am animal realm, whether I can bear their suffering or not. You know, you can imagine that, you know. Breath is stopped, go there, you know, experience their suffering, whether you can bear it or not, you know. So that's the one thing to meditate, you know.
所以呢，当我们以正念呢、啊、了了分明，知道我们呼出去，然后呢，我们吸进来，怎么讲？哎，我还活着，多么好！还有这个厦门人生。可以，万一有一秒钟你呼出去，那下一秒呢，你吸不进来，怎么办呢？哦，这样你的这生命就完了，这一生就。 Game over， 完了，在你就死亡了。那死亡的时候呢，会发生什么事情呢？在那一刻，呼吸不来的时候，哎，就可能，坠入这个三恶道了，可能坠入的地狱啊，地狱道大火在烧的，烧你的身体，或冷地狱啊，冷到哈，你会裂开来，或者恶鬼道啊，没有东西吃的，或畜生道啊，这。 在这个堕入这三恶道的时候，他们都是这些众生都感受到大痛苦的。那时候你呼吸不来，你坠入这恶道，你想想，这样的痛苦，你受得了吗？啊，你自己来问自己，你能够顶得住吗？啊，所以这是你在做这个呼吸观的时候可以去思维的其中一样东西。So
like that, so when you do mindfully. You know, so like that, you know, with combined with breathing meditation, mindfully like that, then you really, you know, see some changes, you know. Then in that moment, you know, when you've done all this meditation, then you don't have so much clinging on for this life, you know. So much attached for this life. You know, just looking for this life. That kind of mind will be lessened, you know, when you do well, just like that. That there, where the Dharma practice come about, you know. When that happens, your not so much attached to this life, not so much concerned about this life, or what will be my future life. You know, what will the cause for that happiness for future life? Then that kind of mind arises, you know, when you meditate a while, you know.
So, when you 正念呼出和吸入的时候呢，你看到刚才所讲的那一切的时候，所以就在你呼吸念着数这个呼吸的那一刻呢，你就发现到哦，如果掉下去我是受不了的。这样呢，你这一生会做些什么呢？所以呢，你就会看到自己呢有一些自己的一些念头行为就会有会开始发生动摇了。怎么讲呢？你就会对你的这一生啊，就当下活着这一生呢，没有那么执着。你对执着这一生的那样的心理呢，就会减少。哦，所以你出关的时候，那你出定的时候出来，哦，你是不一样的。哦，你的行为、你的想法不一样。所以那时候呢，你就可以开始说，你是一个修行人了。啊，你在修行佛法了，因为呢，你对这一生呢不会那么执着了，而且呢，你会想到，哎，下一生我该怎么办？所以呢，它就变成你下一生为下一生的快乐，为下一生快乐种下了这个因缘。啊，就是说，如果你做的呼吸观做得好的话。
So like that. So it's not easy. No, so.We need all this meditation, you know, like that. Then, only by then your mind become into Dharma, you know. Otherwise, not easy at all. Real Dharma has come from there with this meditation. Then, you know, you're really willing to practice, you know, create virtuous karma, abandon negative karma, come from there, you know. So therefore, not easy, you know, we practice Dharma, but you look deeply, nothing, you know. So really practice Dharma come from this. With all this meditation done, then, you know, less clinging on this life, seeking for the future life, then creating the cause for that, you know. So then, there where your mind become Dharma, you know.
所以如果要这样的真正的这样的刚才这样的方法去修其实是不容易的了，真的是不容易的。所以在我们在这个讲的修行这个佛法、哦、我们的心呢必须能够和法合一，我们的心必须能够契入这个佛法，这样呢才叫做是真正的修行佛法。这样真正的修行佛法呢，我们就会避免去造这个恶业，我们会积极的去积累去造这个善业。而能够这样做呢，是因为呢我们有刚才讲的哦这样的那样的方法去真正的去实修。要不然很多时候会讲啊我在修行佛法啊我在修行什么在念什么我在做什么，其实呢我们并不是真正的修行佛法。因为真正的修行佛法，我们对这一生的执着呢，应该会减轻。嗯，然后呢，我们会很积极的去积累未来生的快乐。我们会为未来生、要投身到你未来生的快乐呢，积极的去制作造那个因，这样呢才是真正的去修行佛法。
So like that. So therefore, the Sakyapandit, I think Sakyapandit or something like that. There's one sentence there. Chedila Shena Chapa means if you are clinging for this life, that you are not Dharma practitioner. You know.
所以呢，萨迦班智达就曾经说过这句话：如果你对这一生有执着的话，你就不是真正的修行佛法。
So like that idea is okay, something like that. So anyway, so what I'm saying here is like that. So, you know, do it you start with breathing meditation, like a very simple meditation, you know. Do like that, you know. First just focus breath while, you know, quite stable, then you go to this kind of meditation after a while, you know. First you must stable your mind. Then after that you go like everything you do mindfully, you know. Then recognize and cherish, you know.
So, 这是我们, 去修啊，实修的一个步骤， 就是当我们可以从这个呼吸观先开始， 是非常简单的， 你呼出去， 呼出去， 你懂呼出去， 你懂呼出去， 当你的属息观啊， 习惯渐渐的有了一定的功夫， 能够定下来， 慢慢定， 不是完全达到禅定啊， 还没有禅定啊， 就有一定的 定的功夫而已啊，然后呢，你就可以去做这个思维修。那思维修的时候，就分析这个侠门人生了，所以要起这个正念。然后呢，当你心散乱的时候，因为你的正知要把它拉回来，然后去做分析，去做思维修，这样你就完全就能够真正的明白啊，然后就能够认识到哦，这个人生它的宝贵的地方在哪里。那你要怎样去修？那你就会 真的去珍惜你所拥有的，现在所拥有的这个人生。
So like that, you know, so here with the mindfully breathe, then understand that, then joyful, you know, like that. Then of course, again, you shouldn't develop attachment there. Oh, I have all this, then again, attachment arise, also not good. So therefore, the next one is impermanent, you know. You have this, then again, you recognize this impermanent. So then there's no attachment, you know.
所以呢，我们根据刚才讲的方法呢，去做这样，呼吸，然后定下来了，然后有一定的比较稳定的功夫，然后思维修，这样呢，真正的明白，然后认识到，然后去珍惜我们所拥有这个人生呢，你就觉得自己很幸运，这样你会升起这个快乐的心理，这个喜悦的心理。 这个快乐喜悦心理你也不可以太过执着，所以怎么避免太过执着呢？因为执着任何执着都是有害的，所以呢，怎么避免这样执着呢？就我们就要去思维了，下一个要思维就是无常的道理，在无常，如果你真的明白什么，这每样东西万法的无常的道理的话，你就会升起这个执着的心理。
Okay, so like that. So like that you can do like when happen hour 40 minutes like that, you know, the at leisure like that, breathe in, out, one by one, mindfully like that. It's very good, you know, then. You know, it's really, really helpful, you know, so
所以我们就是这样去修的。 所以就是我们讲修啊，修啊，这样修，这个就是其中一个方法了。像你可以这样做，这样静坐，然后你静坐并不是什么都空空的，静坐就可以用这个方法来静坐，然后可以静坐这半个钟头啊，或者是45分钟啊，就根据你手头上的时间，然后有多少，然后呢不要有压力，这样慢慢的去做啊，呼出去啊，吸进来啊，一个一个慢慢的啊去做啊。 然后进入一定的功夫思维，就慢慢来。如果你真的能够这样去修的话，它是非常很好的，对你呢也非常有帮助。
So like that, so if you meditate a while, you can be so joyful. The idea is that, you know, you meditate a while, you recognize a while, you can be very joyful, you know.
如果呢你修得好的话，这样去修得好的话呢，你是一个充满喜悦的人。 要不然佛教徒每个人看到，哎呀，这个脸臭臭的，<笑>这个好像很辛苦的样子。
Pounding the beggar or beggar pound the treasure under the ground like that, you know, mind blowing like that.
就好像乞丐啊，看见地上的宝藏，发掘到地上的宝藏一样哦，很开心的，哇，有金子。 Gold diamond.
Gold diamond under the ground in your house.
Now they live in HDB flat, cannot dig the ground. They live in HDB flat. We live in HDB flat, cannot dig the ground. Yes. Or else we, you dig the rooftop of our neighbors.
No, no, you buy the ground floor.
Ground floor.
You buy the ground floor.
就好像乞丐啊，他挖地啊，他自家门前的地，他挖挖挖出了那个金银珠宝，多么开心。
Okay, so something like that. Okay, so today's all about that. Yeah.
所以这个就是修行的方法，修行就这样了。So when is our next class?
I don't know when.
Next month. Jun Tian not around.
Okay, then. Next one was. Next is what? Next, Jun Tian, the next one?
17.
Okay.
17. Okay. Yeah. Should be.
You must come home,
huh?
Don't disappear.
I ask Kelvin standby.
June
17.
Huh?
10 cannot. Outstation.
Okay, we can rest also beside this rest to class. We come back June 17. Yeah.
所以下一堂课呢，因为下个星期我们就庆祝卫赛节了，我们就在对面了。好，你们要过去对面了，下个星期。然后过后我们就休息，对吗？庆祝一下过后我们又在休息。我们6月17号开课。6月17号星期天在这里，1点半，对，6月17号。
Okay, good. Also, I think our beside is coming soon, so please come, help, pray, support.
卫赛节好像下个星期六、星期天、星期一、星期二，好像每天晚上都有开始，星期二没有，星期六。星期天
24, 5, 6, 7，
不仅你们去看那个节目表或者去 office 拿一份他的节目表，应该有，或者看上 ABC 的网址去看。
Okay, do the dedication. Yeah.
来，现在回向，我们做回向大本的32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。谢谢大家，我们6月17号星期天下午1点半这里，我们再继续。